Nolte, MSNBC launches another Assassinate Trump dog whistle. By John Nolte on March 8, 2024. MSNBC launched another Won't Someone Please Assassinate Trump? Dog whistle this week by directly comparing the former president to Adolf Hitler. On Wednesday, while discussing the results of Super Tuesday, Fabulist, Plagiarist, and Morning Joe regular Mike Barnicle talked about how he is rereading some books about World War II and discussed the famous D-Day climb made by the 2nd Airborne Battalion up a cliff called Pointe du Hoc. Then he said this. And on the morning of June 6, 1944, a young lieutenant, James Rutter from Texas, led the 2nd Airborne Battalion up the sides of a cliff called Pointe du Hoc, a straight-up cliff, 125 feet to a German pillbox. And he went right at the Germans, 50% casualty rate. Why did they do it? They did it because we were Americans, and we were there to save Europe from Hitler. And now all of these years later, we have to get together as a country and save the country from the threat that Donald Trump proposes. Just a few months ago, Joe Scarborough fired off his own Assassinate Trump dog whistle by spreading an absurd conspiracy theory that Trump will imprison. He will execute whoever he's allowed to imprison, execute, drive from the country. Just look at his past. It's not really hard to read. I know what the skeptics are saying now. Oh, come on. That's a bit much claiming they want Trump assassinated. Really? You honestly don't believe that the same political party currently queering and mutilating your kids to their trans gods is capable of this? How about the party that opens our border to deadly narcotics and violent criminals? Or the party that empties prisons into poor neighborhoods and encourages Antifa and Black Lives Matter to riot for months? Think about the party that cozies up to the anti-Semites among their base. Look at everything fascists like Barnicle and Scarborough have done to stop Trump. Years of hoaxes about colluding with Russia. Dozens of phony criminal charges in a half dozen states. This is not your father's Democrat Party. This is the party of Bill Ayers, Barry Obama, Annie Fablum, the party that defunds the police, preys on your children, and turns a thug like this into a CNN folk hero. When you compare a presidential candidate to Hitler, you are telling the country that assassination is a heroic, noble, urgent, necessary, and patriotic act, just like those gallant men who climbed Pointe du Hoc. Think about it. Who stopped Hitler? Okay, it was mostly Stalin, but in the popular imagination, it is the greatest generation. We lionize the greatest generation, and rightfully so. But to compare D-Day to the campaign against Trump is to communicate that murdering Trump makes you as heroic as the greatest generation. There's nothing subtle about any of this, just as there wasn't anything subtle about it during the last go-round. This piece has been updated to show Barnicle said 2nd Airborne Division. That's a quote from him. The men who climbed Pointe du Hoc were the 2nd Ranger Battalion. Flashback, MSNBC's Barnicle, Trump's rant was mentally ill. Invoke the 25th Amendment before more damage is done. Get a free autographed book plate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. Too many writers have a trite vision of heaven. But I found both versions of heaven that you came up with. Doreen's version of heaven as a campground with the Arthurs and Mason's version with Doreen and Hokey, to be true to those characters and sublime. Reader email. After your purchase, email jtmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.